There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wednesday is upon us, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On this good day, we will discuss many of the things that are going on in your world, our world. What about religion? Ken Kessler and I are here to focus on religion and what part religion plays in politics, in your life, in the lives of many, if not most, Americans. Even if you're not, what you call, quote-unquote, religious, you are affected, like it or not, know it or not, by conventional wisdom that comes through connections to religion. Would you say 10% of your life, Kenny, was affected by your religion? 20%, 30%? How much of what you do in your daily life, your daily routine, is affected by whether your religion or a religious cause or religious idea, religious input? Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
I'd say probably about a third.
A third of your life, really? Would you say that was the case with most of your friends, other people you know, that religion affects them to that extent?
I think with my friends, I think I'm probably in the middle. I have some that I would say the number would be much higher, and I had some that I'd say it would be a lot lower.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that comes about as a result of your family upbringing, your own discovery? What is it that makes you, and I'm not necessarily making you you're in my opinion, you are a relatively normal human being who has good ideas, and so I'm interested. You grew up in one religion, you changed religion, and is it as important now to you as it was before? Maybe that's a better way or a good way of looking at it.
I think it's different. I grew up in the Jewish faith, but we didn't do really much with it.
Mm-hmm. Ethnic rather than religious.
Right.
There's a lot of that. Yep.
And then I got, my first wife was Catholic, and I converted to that, and mm-hmm. I liked a lot of what I learned about it. It felt right for me.
Yeah.
And then over the last 10 or 15 years, with all of the sex scandals that have been coming up and the way that the church hasn't wanted to address it until very recently.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard to go and listen to somebody talk about doing the right things when the church was
doing the wrong
thing.
Right.
So I've become a lot more spiritual than in an organized faith.
All right. So in terms of religion and how it impacts us or affects us, I thought it was interesting to note that Benjamin Netanyahu is making the case to American Jews to work politically against the Iranian nuclear deal. This comes from a webcast that's been put up in the last 24 hours. He rails, goes on and on and on against the agreement as a bad deal, leaves the folks in Tehran on the brink of having a bomb to be used against the Jewish state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's how, and that's why I asked the question in a general sense, how much does religion affect you and your life? Here's an example. You may not even be Jewish, but your life is going to be impacted by the work that's done, those people who are working in Congress or in our country, to change the thinking of people in the decision-making process. So, as long as we're on the idea of religion, let's listen to a conversation with Robert Draper, who has done extensive research on the new Pope, coming up next on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Musicians. For 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $129, or select clip-on guitar tuners, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Motional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16GB flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
The Pope is coming to America. If you have not heard, the visit is going to take place later this year, I think, isn't it? When is it supposed to be?
Next month.
Next month, that's right, too.
That's later this year. That
it is, you're right. I'm all right.
Good job, Doug.
I'm accurate.
You're on it.
Oh, you know what? I was fascinated. There was a story yesterday about a new radio station called PopeFrancis.fm, or it's at PopeFrancis.fm.
Hmm.
And I was. It comes about as a result of our interest in this gentleman. Robert Draper is the contributing writer to National Geographic, responsible, if I'm not mistaken, Robert, for the cover story on National Geographic this month. Is that right?
I am the one responsible for that. Yes, Doug.
Good for you. Okay. So what religion are you?
I'm a Protestant, okay. So not a Catholic, but you know, grew up around tons of Catholics, known them for a while. But
some of your
really
best friends
are
Protestants,
sure.
Right? Okay. The idea, I'm not Catholic, I'm not much of a believer in religion at all, frankly, and I've been pretty critical. I love God, and I think there's a real, I don't understand how you could believe that there's nothing in the universe that is stronger and smarter than we are, and so that's the direction I go in. So most of the time the Pope has been anathema, just a bunch of baloney, but there's something about this guy that really grabs you. I mean, that may be a little crude, but it is, from my perspective, because he's so good, his message is so strong, he seems to have goodwill all around him. What can you tell us about him that we don't know?
Well, first of all, I think that what you're seeing in this man is authenticity, and for a worldwide leader, and let's face it, that's what the head of the Catholic Church is, to affect authority, but at the same time, authenticity is a kind of rare thing, and for his, he has this amazing ability to speak with clarity, with simplicity, but also with intelligence, and I think that what's remarkable about Pope Francis, the former Jorge Mario Bergoglio, is that he's not a creature of ambition. He didn't seek this out. He didn't seek out any leadership position that was thrust upon him. He just happened to excel each time that they did. And when he was elevated to the papacy in September, or March rather, of 2013, the cardinals who elected him wanted change. It remains to be seen whether they want the kind of change that he has brought now.
How much authority does the Pope have, really?
Well, I mean, he has the authority over the Catholic Church to basically say this is the way things are going to be, and it's not put up to a vote. He is the head, and it's been, you know, centuries since popes have been overthrown, and so to that extent, he has a great deal of authority within the Church. Obviously, he doesn't have any sort of legislative authority, but I think more than anything else, he has the power of the bully pulpit, and when he speaks before tens of thousands of people, and when he says something like, "Who am I to judge," relating to gay marriage, people listen, and it really does send tremors, particularly through the Catholic community.
So you've done, in this cover article at National Geographic, a look-see at his life back to when he was a child?
That's right, yeah. He's from Buenos Aires. He's what they call a porteño, which means basically a common guy, a street guy. And so you see that in his papacy, a person who, on the one hand, is very comfortable with common people and, in fact, conversely, not very comfortable around the sort of ornate trappings of the Vatican, but at the same time, a very practical individual and someone who understands that Rome wasn't built in a day and the Church isn't going to be remade in a day. He has directly taken on the scandals that have been afflicting the Church relating to finances, the Vatican Bank, relating to pedophilic priests. As to actual doctrine in the Church, it remains to be seen whether he intends to change all of that, but he's changing for now the attitude and the approach of the Church, which has always been so insular, and he's now basically instructing the clergy to reach out, to go out into the periphery, and it's a fairly simple thought. It's something that very much is in keeping with what we read in the Bible, but it has not been the practice of this very insular institution for a very long time.
So there is the message or the question, it seems to me. What I know about the Catholic Church is that it's pretty backward in its thinking and its direction. And I'm in Boston. The former Cardinal Law, who was basically a crook, got taken out of here and brought to the Vatican to basically be protected from the law. There are plenty of those examples around. Behind the scenes, what's going on with some of these stories? How is the new church or the new pope dealing with some of these characters who have been around and basically brought nothing but disgrace to the Church?
Well, there's conflict now under Pope Francis because of the Pope has basically, you know, said to the Vatican, we can't have this kind of hypocrisy, such as what you're describing there, of these men who are lecturing us on morals, but at the same time being incredible and at times abominable sinners themselves. We can't have any more of that. It sends the wrong message, and it's just wrong. The Vatican's sort of insiders are kind of holding their nose, closing their eyes, and hoping that in 3 years or so, Pope Francis will make good on his promise and go away and retire. And it remains to be seen then exactly what he's going to be able to do to institutionally change the Vatican within the narrow time frame that he's allotted himself.
So can he dismiss people at will?
Yes. Yes, he can. He has. He has. He has banished from the clergy, archbishops, cardinals. Yes, he has done so frequently, and I think he'll continue to do so.
Isn't that the way you bring about change? And that is the way he, perhaps in 3 years, can bring about the change he's looking for. Or can you find enough people that are like him in that organization to actually mount a serious challenge to their old way of doing things?
Well, look, 114 cardinals voted for him in the conclave, and they essentially gave him a mandate to change. They were essentially saying, we don't want yet another Italian, yet another Vatican insider. We want someone from the periphery, someone in this case from South America. And he has, you know, he has behind him, a mandate and a lot of support, but he has a lot of resistance internally, and that essentially is the conflict that the Catholic Church is facing. And so we'll see if other than, one cleric here and one archbishop there, he can affect a more drastic, series of changes.
I wish him well. I think he deserves support. Thank you, Robert Draper, who is the writer responsible for the cover story of the current National Geographic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver.
The only reason you don't like this is because Al Gore used it.
The only reason I don't like it is because it's god-awful music.
Yeah. Oh, don't be a hater.
Yeah, and the fact that Al Gore chose it just shows what a numbskull he is.
Exactly. There you go. So this is number one song from this week in 1996, but I have not finished telling the story yet, so you would be wise. Now keep playing the song.
I threw the record in the air and shot it. It's in pieces. You can't play it anymore.
No, this is not, what do they call it when you throw the shot up in the air, those clay discs?
Yep, skeet.
Is that skeet? Yep. Yeah, right. The idea behind Macarena was to give your body happiness. Number one this week, the Macarena, this is the Macarena.
The Macarena.
Los Del Rio. Anyway, it had been number one for 14 weeks, Richie. Dancers, so you are not correct. It was very popular.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, I'll be the first guy to tell you. I'm not the one who says which songs make it to number one.
That's not. It's probably.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, so this is a remake of a pop song, number one during this week in 1997 by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Right.
I'll be missing you. Crank this up, Richie.
The Police.
Yes, Police did it first.
Word.
Well, is there a message here for
Pay My Land?
Yeah, this was for Notorious B.I.G. had gotten killed.
Right. All right, so that's why they did this, and it went to number one in the pop charts. Interesting. Listen to some of the words.
Know you in heaven, smiling down, watching us while we pray for you. Every day we pray for you. Until the day we meet again, in my heart is where I keep it running. Memories give me the strength I need to proceed, the strength I need to believe. My thoughts bigger, just can't define. Wish I could turn back
okay.
at the time.
So at the risk of being completely politically incorrect here, wasn't the Notorious B.I.G. a bad guy?
No, well, he and Tupac had a thing, but they both ended up dead, so who's the bad guy?
Well, what was there? What were they involved in? What was going on?
Gangs.
It was gangs.
It was East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast.
So Puff Daddy wanted to acknowledge Big, but not Tupac. He didn't like Tupac.
Right. P. Diddy or Puff at that time, Puff Daddy, was a like a friend. He was the mentee of Biggie Smalls. And so when Biggie died, this was actually done with his girlfriend, Faith Evans, much to the chagrin of his wife, Lil' Kim.
Okay.
Or maybe it was vice versa. I think he was married to Faith Evans. And
that's this week in rap history on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Okay, next. Brandy and Monica, number one this week, 1998.
Still like 80 better, by the way.
The Boy Is Mine. Brandy and Monica, number one this week, 1998. Yeah, let's have the story here, Jen.
Brandy and Monica, they were both very popular at the time, both doing the same kind of music, both the same age, and I think they kind of had a little feud going, but then this song was done to show that they were friends, if I remember right.
I saw animosity in music.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And it's funny because Brandy, both of them just sort of disappeared. I think Brandy was probably the bigger star, but
yeah.
I mean, her brother is Ray J, who did the sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
All I know is Brandy's a fine girl. Such a fine girl. What a good wife she would be.
She would be a good wife.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, number one during this week in 1999. Genie in a Bottle was the tune.
Jennifer Holmes, this is your life.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, here, we might as well finish it all for you.
NSYNC.
Yes.
Number one during this week in 2000 with It's Gonna Be Me.
I know how to make it happen.
You do, Richie. It's good for you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
Oh.
So, want to join our rewards program?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco-rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere for more from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Another good day in the offing for you and yours. It's Wednesday, August the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, as we work our way through important information amidst a week of frothing at the mouth politically. A lot of news from Washington, international news. Today's big story may be that Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy have split.
Heartbreaking.
Almost every celebrity couple breaking up, it seems. This is the most unexpected one, Kenny. They've called it quits. The Muppets released a joint statement on Twitter announcing the split. They say they will continue to work together, but their personal lives are now distinct and separate, and they'll be seeing other people. Pigs, frogs.
Consciously uncoupling.
Yes. Right. So that may be the big news of the day. Here's a story that will have people talking. The story of a lady named Gil Farrow, 75-year-old woman, no serious health issues. She decided to end her life at a euthanasia clinic last week with her partner of 25 years by her side. This says sparked renewed debate over the right to die issue in all parts of the world. This lady was English. According to the Daily Mail, her partner, John Southall, said that Gil Farrow had been talking with family and friends about someday ending her life. And this discussion had been going on for 20 years. 20 years she was talking about the end of her life. Her decision to die was based on a desire not to grow old and become a burden to her family. She had absolutely no health issues. Think about that. Think about how well you feel today. I feel terrific. Kenny, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. But there's always tomorrow, and the day after, and the week after, and the month after, and the year after. And if you look around at the world, you think, ah, I don't want to go through life thinking that everything is miserable. That is my life and the rest of the world's. How can things go on if Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog are going to split? I don't mean to make light of this, because more significantly, this lady was a nurse. She had worked in health all of her life and just recently retired. She'd written a couple of books on caring for the elderly, and she wrote about her decision in a blog entitled My Last Word. This is what she wrote. During my working life, first as a general nurse and then working in palliative care, I often met people who felt that their life was complete and they were no longer prepared to fight to stay alive. I also found that people did not tell their family this in case there were thoughts to in the family thinking that these people had given up. They were people who had a serious and life-threatening disease. I often felt that they were being urged to keep fighting when, in fact, they were quite ready to die. And when later family said what a good fight they put up, my instinct was the patient was fighting to be allowed to let go peacefully. Think about that. How many of you have had relatives that you urged to keep up the fight? Don't give up. Remember that most of the medical expenses that we have in our lives come in the last 3 to 4 weeks to 3 to 4 months of our life. So this lady, having seen that all of her professional life, decided not to be a burden on society or anybody else. She said, I've had a good life. I've had enough. She remained fit and active until a year or so ago, and she got a severe case of shingles. She couldn't do the things she used to do, gardening, cooking, working out. And so her problem became a big distraction. She admitted that her irritations were comparatively trivial to what she had seen in her career. She wasn't depressed. She wrote, I feel my life is complete and I'm ready to die. My family is well and my family are well and happy. Their lives are full and busy. I can no longer walk the distance I used to enjoy. Happy hours spent exploring the streets of London. They're all just a memory now. I simply don't want to follow this natural deterioration through to the last stage when I may be requiring a lot of help. I have to take action early on because no one else will be able to take action for me. The thought that I may need help from my children is appalling to me. I want people to remember me as I am now, a bit worn around the edges, not quite at my peak, but still recognizably me. I hope that people will support without judgment my family and my friends, not all of whom know my plans. I know people will have different reactions to my choice, but I would like to think that anyone who has ever cared for me will be happy for me. And I have avoided the kind of old age I've dreaded and feared. She also urged the government to make assisted suicide legal for those who choose to do it. I don't promote this action for anybody who doesn't want it. I do not want the right to euthanize the mentally ill or physically handicapped. So the public response to this whole decision to end her life was mixed, as you might imagine.
He's strong enough to do that?
What do you think of the whole idea of somebody doing that? Can you picture yourself doing it yourself? Wondering out loud about your end of the road plans. And with that comes a hope that you are taking good care of yourself now. I certainly want to have a lot of people paying attention to their health. That's why I have several really well-known doctors on this program, including Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will join us in a minute here on Good Day. Beck knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Beck's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Beck's pledge to save handwriting at BeckFightForYourWrite.com. That's BeckFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
Okay. So you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Ken and I and you for a visit, talking about some of the issues in the news that have to do with your body, your function. He is responsible for a podcast that's called The Forbidden Doctor, where Jack and his wife Mary put together every week is a really powerful way for you to deal. For example, the current one has to do with gaining weight, being depressed, having no energy, and how that's connected to your thyroid. This sounds more like a woman's menopausal thing, but it really isn't, right?
Oh, no.
It could be.
The curse of hypothyroidism is spreading across this country on just absolute epidemic level.
Really? Yeah. Caused by?
Well, almost the complete elimination of iodine, an absolutely essential mineral for life from our diets. But also just the general level of malnutrition that takes place across this country that not only robs the thyroid gland of its absolutely essential nutrition, but other organs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be hitting women a lot more than men.
Why?
Well, because women need iodine more than men.
Why?
Well, for this reason.
Are you five? Why? Why?
No,
why?
It's because they are the source of life. They are the source of life.
Right.
And a developing fetus absolutely must be crammed with iodine for proper brain and thyroid development. And even inside a developing fetus, an active, healthy thyroid is absolutely necessary for the growth of that fetus inside the womb. And iodine is absolutely essential to all of this. And it's all explained in our latest podcast.
All right. So check it out. You can sign up by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Other things, Legionnaire's disease in the news today. Why would this, back to why? Now, Jim is going to have me self-conscious, but that's my job as a person who talks on the air to ask questions. And one goes back to, even if Jennifer even knows what Legionnaire's disease is, Kenny, you might remember, back the Biltmore Hotel in Philadelphia had to have been in the late 1970s, wasn't it, Jack?
Oh, I think, yes.
Was it before that, even?
It's at least that. No, yeah. It was in the 70s.
It's a hotel, the Biltmore Hotel, somehow or other got something in the ductwork.
It was in the cooling towers, I think.
Right. And
they finally identified it.
Yeah, it made everybody sick. And so whenever the same symptoms show up today, everybody calls it Legionnaire's disease. But most everybody thought that it was eradicated or taken care of once it was understood. Now it seems to be popping up again. Why is that?
Well, that's a very good question, because, like you said, it seems to have symptoms related to that. But if there's a Legionella, that's why they called it Legionnaire's, a form of...
Right. It's like salmonella.
Bacterial
yep.
Infection in the lungs.
E. coli, yep, all that.
Yes, well, it hits the lungs, and eventually there's a hemorrhaging of tissues inside the lungs. And whenever this kind of a disease hits somebody, it's an absolutely critical situation where you have very little time actually to get to the emergency room.
Yep.
And I think there's something like 80 cases now, the latest news release I saw.
This summer, yes.
Yeah.
Right, that's why the question comes up on why is it back again.
So whether it's actually Legionnaires or something similar to it, mm-hmm. you know, you've got to do the typing and culturing and these kinds of things that are necessary from an epidemic.
What are the symptoms, do you know?
Oh, coughing blood.
Ah,
well, it's the same thing that comes on with most bacterial infections. There's the malaise and the weakness and the vomiting and the diarrhea and the heavy sweating. And then all of a sudden you're having serious breathing difficulties. And obviously whenever something happens that's going to affect your ability to get air into the lungs, that's an absolutely critical situation to get to the ER as fast as possible. And by the time you're starting to cough up blood, you know, your life is seriously at risk at that point.
Yep, there you go. So word of the wise. A worker died after getting stung. I had this past weekend, the last two or three weeks, I've had serious stinging my hand, my arms. Fortunately, I'm not allergic, and after an hour, the histamine goes away, and I'm fine. Gives you a headache sometimes. But there's some people who get stung, and they're dead in seconds. Yeah. What's the difference in the chemistry? Why do they...
Well, something called anaphylactic shock. And sometimes your allergic reaction to the poison that's present in a bee or a wasp sting will actually shut down your ability to breathe.
That's what it is. The histamines.
Causes the swelling of tissue.
Yeah.
That's where you get the big bump and the swelling that takes place. And if you get the swelling of tissue inside the tissue that actually exchange gases inside the lungs, oxygen for carbon dioxide, that can take you out in a matter of minutes or seconds in some cases.
Okay. One other controversy that I will spend a little bit of time on is the value of fish oil. Apparently, the fish oil supplement working, so it's time to attack them. And I wondered what you thought of this latest question. This is a study that was in one of the regular medical journals. Fish oil, maybe not so good for you.
Well, you don't know how they, unless you read the entire study, you don't know where the fish oil came from. You don't know how it was processed. You don't know how they did the test.
Some of it's garbage. Some fish oil is contaminated.
Well, stuff. The supplemental industry is as poorly regulated as the pharmaceutical industry is. Mm-hmm. And so you get, excuse me, you get crap and junk out there in the marketplace all the time. And so anytime something looks like it's a good seller, a lot of people are going to join and get into the marketplace with their products. And some of this stuff is absolutely deleterious to human health because it's been terribly overprocessed. Just like the vegetable oils that are commonly purchased in the supermarkets. Mm-hmm. That stuff is terrible for human physiology. But it's so poorly regulated. So anyways, fish oil is absolutely one of the best sources of the omega-3 fatty acids.
And that's all you want. You don't want 3, 6, and 9. You only want 3.
You want 3. You want about 2-to-1 ratio of 3s to 6s coming into our life. And the food industry is loaded with omega-6.
Yeah.
What we need is omega-3 at a much higher level.
All right, there it is. Story from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website and the podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Job interview on the West Coast. It's very important to get that in the next couple of days. Plastic surgery, you know? The truth is, well, they could probably pay me about 20 times what you could afford.
I am the one and only.
Can we work something out, please? I mean, this car has got to be ready by the time I leave, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah. Do you want to train the pig for the bar?
If you can bother with the pig.
I'm somewhere to Beverly Hills. Plastic surgery. Not that you need any.
The one and only is the name of the song, movie music, Chesney Hawks, from the movie Doc Hollywood, number one movie during this week in 1991. Michael J. Fox was really on a run then, Chuck, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, too bad.
I like that movie, Woody Harrelson. Like, they don't make movies like that anymore because I don't even think a movie like that, I don't even know if a movie like that would make it in movie theaters anymore in 2015.
Yeah,
the marketplace has changed so dramatically.
Yeah, I know. You just look at the trailers. Well, every once in a while there's a good movie that comes along. And I wonder about that as it appears there may be a Downton Abbey movie. We'll talk about that in a minute with Chuck Curry, who will have movie news for us right here on Good Day.
Oh, how was your visit with the dentist?
Good.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He knows all there is to know about movies and DVDs and videos and that sort of thing, a passion of his in his life. So, Downton Abbey is coming to an end on PBS. The producers are suggesting that a movie is a very likely possibility. We heard that after 24 went away, and then 24 came back as a series, and it looks like 24 is coming back again as another series. So, one wonders about these sorts of things.
But it's been done. I mean, Sex and the City
yep.
made a very, very, very profitable two movies. The first one was more acclaimed in terms of fan embrace than the second one. And then Entourage, not really a moneymaker,
yeah,
but I enjoyed watching it. So, I mean, it can be done. You know, it's interesting, Doug. I was telling my wife this. We watched in the last two nights, I watched HBO's True Detective Season 2, and then last night I DVR'd, and I watched Ray Donovan on Showtime.
How is that show?
I love it.
Why?
It's a terrific, terrific show. It is some of the best work John Voight
I was going to say, I've watched
done.
A couple of the bits and pieces of the episodes. I was a little concerned because it looked kind of violent to me.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, but Voight seemed... I'm trying to best. He plays a confused character and does it well. Do you think that's a good way of describing it? From the
that's
only
very,
seen?
Very well. And Liv Schreiber.
Schreiber, yeah.
Is terrific on that show. But what I was going to say is the quality in the writing, the acting, and the storytelling on these shows on HBO and Showtime are really so superior for the majority of what you see in your films nowadays.
Why is that?
It's incredible.
So why?
Because I think the industry, as I said many times, has just changed direction. They're not interested in story-driven movies. They just want to make huge roller coaster attraction-type movies with huge effects that could play overseas. Now China's become an immense market, gained tremendous market share over the last 3 to 5 years, and they just want big scope movies, and the quality in writing doesn't have to be there. And a lot of the talent has gone to TV. And good for TV, because like Dustin Hoffman said in an interview a few weeks ago, the golden age of television is now. The golden age of movies was 30, 40 years ago.
I
think that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, I guess thinking back to the movies that I watched when I was a kid growing up or wanted to go see, I always wanted to see John Wayne in whatever he was in. I always wanted to see the Clint Eastwood in whatever he was in,
yep.
That kind of stuff. I was trying to think of a woman star that I always wanted to see. Today, if a Meryl Streep's on a movie, I want to see it. But I don't know if there are people around in that era that were the...
There's a lot of good talent. It's just the way they make movies is a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a little as an understatement. Chuck Curry, he knows what's going on in movies, videos, DVDs. That's why he's here on Good Day with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.